Kristen Baker is president and CEO of Tello Films. She's here to talk about her new holiday film, Season of Love, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Kristen.
Hello, Charlotte.
Tell us about Season of Love.
Season of Love. It's the first movie, actually, that Tello has ever done, and it's also the first queer lady holiday rom-com that has ever been made and released. And we are just so excited to, you know, be one of the 91 holiday rom-com movies being released this year, 91 of them being for, you know, our heterosexual friends, but at least our community has one out there that tells our story and gives a queer perspective on love in during the holiday season.
So tell us a little bit about the cast.
Sure. The great thing that we are finding, we're really loving, is we have three storylines. So it's not just sort of one storyline that we follow that's a rom-com storyline. There's actually three. So we have six leads. It's a little bit like Love, actually. So the connector character is Iris, and she's played by Emily Goss. And we come upon Iris on her wedding day, and she has been left at the altar by her fiancé. And that's when we also know that Lou, who is played by Jessica Clark, is her best friend from college. And Janie, played by Janelle Marie, is her cousin. So those are sort of like the three people that are part of other couples. So Iris and Mardu have a love story, and Sue and Janie. Sue is played by Dominique Provost-Chalkley, and they're our sort of long-term couple. They've been together the longest. Janie has been away for service and is just coming back. And so it's sort of like, how do you navigate kind of long-distance relationships, and what does that look like? And then Lou, who is Iris's best friend, again, played by Jessica Clark, she has a love story with Kenna, who is in her building, and she ends up hiring her to be a welder for her brewery, and we follow their love storyline. Mardu is played by Laura Allen, and she is the sister of Theo, who left Iris at the altar. So, you know, all of these sort of lives are all intertwined, and that's how we come across them all, and then we follow each of them during the course of the movie.
How does this film come about?
Back in November of 2018, Tello launched a pitch to production contest specifically for queer lady holiday rom-coms, because we realized in that season we weren't going to get any from the major studios, and so it just wasn't looking like we would get any, period. So we've always had the philosophy, if we want to see it, let's make it. So we just decided, let's do a contest, and we knew that there were some people out there who were just as passionate as we were about, you know, having a holiday rom-com, and we got some of the best submissions, and we ended up picking three, and the Season of Love script was the first one that came back to us. So that's really why we did it first, because the writer, Catherine Trammell, got us the script so fast that we were like, okay, well, this is the one that we're going to do, and we absolutely loved it.
What do you hope to accomplish with this film?
You know, Kat Trammell, our writer, said it the best, I think. She said, we hope people laugh, we hope people smile, we hope people are moved, but really at the end of the day, we hope that people feel seen this holiday season. And I think at the base of everything Tello has done, it's about people being able to find themselves and find their stories and realize that they're not alone in the world. And so we hope people just feel seen this holiday season and have something that they can turn to that gives them joy.
What do you hope to accomplish with Tello Films?
We just want to make more content, Charlotte. We have so many amazing scripts and so many ideas. Our focus has always been about queer female stories, you know, women loving women stories. And I think there's so much more to be told, and we just want to be able to make more content for our community. That's it. I just want to make movies for queer women.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration, especially heading into the 2020 elections?
I hope we get out there and knock on doors for whoever the progressive Democrat nominee is. I hope we continue to advocate and show up for rallies. I hope we give money to people and to organizations who support our cause. And, you know, if there's one thing that I think this Trump administration has done that I at least, you know, I take part ownership in, is more activism. I've never marched as much as I have since then. I've never signed as many petitions, and I've never been, kind of more scared for our future. I think the last time I really got out there like this was during marriage equality. And, you know, when we were fighting for that, this is a threat to us moving backwards. So I hope Trump has awakened in our community activism like we've never seen before. And I hope we just continue to recognize if we think someone's going to do something for us, that we could go backwards. And I think that's what scares me the most, is how we've taken, like, not just two steps back, but it seems like five steps back, especially with our trans brothers and sisters. And it's just so frightening. And so I hope we all become activists more so now than ever.
With LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids?
We are more connected now than ever. And so I would encourage those teens, by any means necessary, to find their community. You know, when I was younger and just coming out, you know, we didn't have smartphones and we didn't have the social media networks that we have today. And I think one of the things that I have really seen during Season of Love and everything leading up to that, and there's a wonderful online community of support out there. And I think if you can find your tribe, even if it's online, find people who say yes to the same things that you do. And I think there's even now more so than ever the ability to have a found family if you don't find that where you are. And sometimes until you can move or until you have more agency over choices, you can find that online. So I would just say, know that you're not alone. There are so many people out there ready to embrace you and love you. And find your community, find your people.
How can people get information about Telefilms and also about Season of Love?
So you can go online to telefilms.com, but you can also download our app on your smartphone, on your tablet. We're on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, Google Play, and Apple TV, so you can download our app there. It's much easier to scroll and find our content on those apps. You can also go to seasonoflovemovie.com, and there you can find really fun behind-the-scenes photos, cast photos. You can find information about our soundtrack and where you can get the movie. We're also on Twitter, on Telefilms. We always tweet about different things that are coming out on the site. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Whichever your favorite social media site is, we're probably there. We're on Tumblr as well.
What other projects are you working on?
As I mentioned, you know, we had 3 winners of our holiday rom-com. So we definitely have another holiday rom-com that we want to do. We have 2 period pieces we want to do. One is called Storyville, that's set in New Orleans in the early 1900s, and the other one is a Civil War project that we've had. We also have another scripted project that is more of like a Black Mirror sort of like alternate skew reality project that we have like kind of ready to go.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
We've been really lucky to be able to do some really fun Q&As after all of our screenings with Season of Love. And one of the questions that I just love answering and I really love to share with your listeners is around our casting process, because it was a group effort and we were really intentional about making sure that we had as much representation as possible. And so it came from the producers and from our casting director. We wanted to make sure that all of our couples were diverse in some way, that we had at least one person in the couple as a woman of color. And so Mardu, played by Laura Allen, is part Chinese. And Janelle Marie, who plays Janie, is a Latinx woman. And Jessica Clark has Nigerian and Indian heritage and definitely identifies as a woman of color. And it was just so important to us to make sure that we had a diverse cast. And the other piece that we're really proud of that, again, came from our writer, Kat Trammell, was casting Sandra Mae Frank as Kenna. So Kenna is in the movie as a deaf character. And we wanted to make sure that we had a deaf actress playing that character, and then her best friend and interpreter, Charlie. We also wanted to hire someone who knew ASL, who was a hearing actor. And we just worked really hard to make sure that we had the correct signing. We had an ASL consultant on site. And it's just been really amazing in this process to hear from people in the deaf community, how appreciative they are that we cast Sandra May, and how appreciative they are that we, you know, had humor in the ASL, in that coupling. And it's just been really amazing to know that people are, again, being seen and feel like they're being represented in the movie. And so I think that would be something I really want people to know, that we were very intentional about. And I think it's one of the things that makes the movie as strong as it is our focus on, you know, high-quality actors who are also diverse.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do, as a matter of fact. So I try and meditate every day. And I've been, since the movie's been coming out, I've been really focused actually on doing a lot of root chakra meditation and yoga. But a mantra that has always worked for me, and I use it almost every day, especially when I fly, if there's turbulence, it's the mantra, I am well, I am happy, I am at peace. And I just say that over and over again when I meditate and just sort of try and clear my mind. And it very much brings me a sense of calm and relaxation. And it reminds me that I am well, I am happy, and I am at peace, even amidst all the craziness of the world.